Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on October 13th, 2017, Friday the 13th. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And joining us today as co-host and co-interviewer, we hope, is the president and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Mark Lips. And of course, with us because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, Joe. We have a couple of things we just got to talk about before we get to our guest.
Yes.
You mentioned Friday the 13th,
yeah,
didn't you?
It is Friday the 13th, yeah.
Now, we know all of the basic rules, right? You don't walk under ladders. You don't let a black cat cross your path. You don't break mirrors, right? But
right,
one more thing to
right.
add to the list this year. There's one more thing you have to add to the list.
What, one more thing you don't do, Jackie?
Yes, and this is extra important. You don't drink and drive because the Manhattan Beach Police Department is having a DUI check tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So you should never drink and drive, but if you do it tonight,
right,
you're gonna end up in the pokey.
End up in the pokey. Also,
that's
we
right.
have to remember not to believe everything we read on Facebook, don't we?
Yes. Oh my. Mea culpa. Oh boy. Well, you know, I have a lot of friends on Facebook, right? I get friends of friends of friends. And last
yeah.
night, I was going through the newspaper, you know, and all of these posts regarding our friend, photographer Randy Ruby. He has had a number of health issues lately. Hundreds of comments. I saw a couple of them, and then I went to his Facebook page, and people were saying that he was near the end of his battle with cancer. And I read a bunch of them, and I thought, oh, my goodness. And so I posted that news to my Facebook page. And boy, oh, boy, this morning I got up and checked it, and his sister posted to Randy's Facebook page that, I don't know where you're getting your information, but my brother is at home. I mean, people have written that he was in hospice and all this. I mean, there was a lot of information on that page. And it was incorrect. So I apologize deeply. I took the post down. So, how awful. But he'll get to repeat that great line. Who was that? Was it Oscar Wilde or Mark Twain? I'm trying to remember who it was.
I was thinking it was originally Mark Twain.
I think it was Mark Twain, but the rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Boy, oh boy. Again, I apologize for my part in that. So, anyway. Yeah.
That's speed of Facebook for you.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't often get it wrong, but I really messed up this time, so.
Okay. Well, we're human. We're all human.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today. This is really... been something that we've been doing, I think, for the last 4 or 5 years. And it's been exciting every time. There's always been, a lot of excitement around the winners. And there are no losers because we're celebrating the best of the best right here in the South Bay, particularly in Manhattan Beach. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest, we have a returning guest this morning, Jill Brunkhart from Chevron in El Segundo. Jill has been a public affairs representative at the Chevron El Segundo refinery since September 2006. She's very active in the community and currently sits on the board of directors for the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, the Manhattan Beach Botanical Garden, the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce, and several other organizations. Jill is also a member of the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation Business Advisory Committee and former board member of Partners in Education and Leadership Redondo Steering Committee. She has received numerous community awards, including the El Segundo Chamber Member of the Year, United Way Ambassador of the Year, the Beach Reporter Bright Light, and the Leadership Redondo Spirit Award. Jill is also a graduate of Leadership El Segundo, Leadership Redondo, and Leadership Manhattan Beach. Jill graduated from the University of California at Santa Barbara with a BA in communication. She also holds an MA in human behavior from National University, and she resides in Redondo Beach with her kids. Now, this morning, we're going to run down all the nominees from this year's Best of Manhattan Awards. Jill is the chair of the event again this year, and she's going to take us through it. But before we welcome her to the program, we have to say congratulations on Jill and Robert's engagement. Welcome back to the program, Jill. As we were talking about earlier, this has become an annual podcast for us, and we're thrilled that you could join us again this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I really appreciate the congratulations. Last night we had the Best of Manhattan Meet the Finalists mixer, and I just got engaged a couple days ago, and Marco announced it to the whole group, which I wasn't expecting, but it was very sweet of him. It was very sweet. So, yeah, I'm really excited. So thank you so much.
And
I really
appreciate it. The CEO has joined us. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning, all. Good morning, good morning. Hey, sorry,
Mark,
for the mix-up. Hi, Jill.
No.
Mrs. Jill.
It's so funny.
Well, speaking of, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. I ran into Mark at the Hometown Fair, which was this past weekend. Fabulous, fabulous event. But I have to say, Mark, you looked a little tired.
Well, I got to tell you, I think the Hometown Fair, first of all, those of us that are on the board, it's a lot of work. And the 2 days, especially the Friday, and then all the way to Sunday, you're going nonstop. You know, you're just at night. You have your meetings to figure out, okay, what did we do wrong? What do we need to do better? What needs to be fixed? Who quit on the spot? You know, things like that. It's just, I'm sure I was a little fatigued, but everybody was tired.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, I think next year you might have to plan better because, boom, right after, and the Hometown Fair is a 2-day event. I mean, it's a whole weekend event,
and there's, as you
said, a ton of work. And then you planned the Meet the Finalist mixer, which was last night for the Best of Manhattan Awards. So this week is just back-to-back events.
That's nothing.
Huh?
We bit off more than we could chew. I mean, we started with a legal seminar. Then we had, and then I've got the Hometown Fair. Then we have the Meet the Finalists. Then we have Street Food Cinema tomorrow night. And then we have the Best of Manhattan. And then we have another seminar on the 26th. In between this, by the way, we have our regular luncheons and our socials and all of that. Plus, I think we're supposed to have a board meeting next week, but I don't know. and then we have Women's Mastermind coming up. Yeah, this was a scheduling lesson learned on my part, because it's not that we don't mind being busy. We love it when we're busy, and I have a great team with Michelle and Brandon and Jill with Best of Manhattan and her committee and all of that. So we get it all done. Where the task is in marketing it, you know, because you want to give a lot of attention to an event, and then you realize, oh, and now I've got this other event. I need to give it some attention with marketing. So pretty soon you're just trying to market everybody with as much attention as possible. And I'm sure people are going, God, how many emails am I going to get from Mark on this thing? You know? So,
yeah. Well, you've been busy. You've been busy. We weren't sure if you were going to join us this morning. You might have been sleeping it off a little bit.
Well, no, I'm with Michelle. We're actually heading to a marketing conference. You know, we're a small but mighty team. And one of the things we're doing today is we're going to a conference to really drill it down and learn how to market using all of social media. You know, and that includes LinkedIn, because we're all taking different tasks. Brandon couldn't join us today, but for instance, he does Instagram and Twitter. I do Facebook, and Michelle is going to do LinkedIn. And this conference we have today will teach us how to really be efficient and doing all of that. And so we're going to be our own little marketing team.
Monsters.
It's so much less expensive. I hate to say it, but, you know, to spend $1,000 on a newspaper ad, we can reach just as many people promoting on your radio show, on this radio show, or on in our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of those things. We can hit just about everybody. So.
Yes, and as a recipient of all of those emails, I can say you are doing that. You are doing that.
Yeah.
So,
is it bothering you? Is it bothering you?
Not at all. No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
All right.
No, not me. Not me.
Good.
Okay. and then Jill with Best of Manhattan. I mean, we're just so excited about that, because we're going to change it up a little bit this year. Jill can talk more about that, but it's it really gives us a chance. I mean, how many times do you get to go and just pat these businesses on the back for all the hard work they do to you know, promote their business and to stay healthy, because it's such a tough world out there with Amazon and all of that. So it's great to get all these businesses together and say thanks and honor those that really stand out.
Mm. All right. So Joe, let's get this show on the road, and tell us what we're going to be doing today.
Great. Well, we're really excited because the committee this year decided, in addition to the traditional Best of Manhattan Award that we present every year, that we wanted to do another award to recognize some other businesses that maybe wouldn't necessarily be nominated or be awarded one of the top awards. And so we established something called the Outstanding Recognition Awards. And these are kind of like honorable mention, kind of fun type of awards. So we're really excited about rolling that out this year. There are, I think, about seven or eight of these Outstanding Recognition Awards that we're going to be giving this year. They'll be all recognized at one time and be given a beautifully framed certificate. And we're just really excited about changing it up a little bit that way. Some of those awards are like Man's Best Friend, Best Cocktail, Hidden Gem, Legendary MB, a Kids Matter 2 Award, Home Away from Home, and then the Make Me Beautiful Award. And the winners of those different awards have already been notified. They don't know which one they're receiving, but they know that they're going to be receiving an Outstanding Recognition Award. So we're just really excited to roll out something new this year.
What I love about this event every year. You don't have hard and fast rules. You allow yourselves to adjust it, you know, depending on, because things change over time, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yes, yeah. And I think you have another new category this year, don't you?
Well, in addition to, we kind of change up the awards a little bit every year. But this year we also have, which I think is really cool, is we have a Women-Owned Business Award. And so that award is presented to a Manhattan Beach business that is woman-owned, independently owned and operated, and they have to have at least 51% owned by a woman, and the management and daily operations have to be controlled. So I'm really excited about that award this year, too.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. We're going to find out about the powerful women of Manhattan Beach business.
Yeah. One of the things that I was really, really, really pleased with this year is the amount of people that actually nominated people for the awards. We received, I believe, close to 3,000 nominees total.
Wow.
For the Best Manhattan Awards and the Outstanding Recognition Awards. And then for the actual voting for who the finalists would be and the winners, we received over 7,000 votes, which was unheard of the last, you know, this is the fifth year. So people are getting really excited about these awards. People are getting very competitive, which is so exciting to see the businesses get, you know, competitive and encourage people to vote. I think it's a good thing for the businesses in Manhattan Beach because it brings recognition to them. And, you know, they work so hard to be such a great part of our community. And to see them just get so excited and competitive with each other is a lot of fun. And I think it makes the Best of Manhattan Awards that much more prestigious.
I think it's interesting that we had more turnout for voting for Best of Manhattan, and maybe this is a sad statement, than we do for our local elections.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
I mean, it's
all right, no
amazing.
Politics,
I mean, you get about...
That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
That is sad. That's very, very sad.
But it does go to show you how we all turn out. And I do. I agree with Jill, man. I think it's fun. I get calls from people going, "Well, I wish I'd been nominated. Oh, I, you know, or I'm going to try to be nominated next year, or wanting just to get involved and be involved. And it's so for. I don't know. Maybe I just feel like this year it's really. It's been a lot of fun. It's been very exciting, and people are excited. I think you saw that with the turnout last night, where for the first time Jill came up with this idea of doing a meet the finalists, you know, at the and we did it at Beau Bridges Gallery last night, and the turnout was great. All the finalists were there, from Pages to Grow to Skechers.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of fun, and everybody mingled and chatted, and it just really was celebratory of business in Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, Jill, which,
and you know, on that note, we do have some things that are coming up with the chamber that the chamber's involved with as it relates to business. You know, we're working with the city to put together an ad hoc committee to work on how we want to move forward with developing Sepulveda Boulevard. And so that's exciting. That's coming up. We're also working to put together, we have our first meeting next week with the hospitality group, with our hospitality group. We're inviting local restaurants and hotels to meet, and let's start this group and figure out ways that we can build excitement for visitors coming to Manhattan Beach. And that includes going into the Century Boulevard corridor, too, and talking to those hotels. So we're really, you know, pumping up business, not just with Best of Manhattan, but in going forward as well.
Well, I would say that your marketing attempts have been successful, as you said, considering that more people voted for the Best of Manhattan nominees than your regular general election. anyway, Jill,
yeah.
which category should we start with?
Why don't we start with the Small and Mighty? The Small and Mighty Award is an opportunity for us to recognize a small Manhattan Beach business for their quality customer client service, their ethical business practices, their involvement in community, and just for the overall flair that they bring to Manhattan Beach. This is one category where we had some new nominees. That's one of the things that was really great about this year was that we got a lot of new businesses nominated but hadn't been in the past. So the nominees this year in this category are Putting On Productions, Pages, a bookstore, The Graphic Element, The Right Choice, and Sand Spa. So I think of these nominees, I think the only one that's been nominated in the past, or maybe the two, is Pages of Bookstore, and I think Right Choice has been nominated in the past. I don't recall, but so this will be a good opportunity for us to hopefully recognize somebody that hasn't been in the past.
I saw Putting On Productions. We had them on the podcast earlier this year. Neither Joe or I had been aware of them before, and they were amazing.
Yeah.
There's you know, after doing the show for what, more than 6 years, Joe, we're still finding all these hidden gems. You know, they're well hidden.
We do.
So just to be nominated in this category brings them so much exposure.
Exactly. And Mark, who runs Putting On Productions, is great. He actually is on the planning committee, and it's been great to get to know him. And just like I said, just really happy that we have some new nominees this year. And like I had mentioned earlier, it gives an opportunity for these businesses that maybe no one was aware of before to receive some recognition and hopefully build their business as well.
Well, Putting On Productions, they've been around for a while, haven't they?
I think so, but you know, my children aren't involved with theater arts, and so you know, I just wasn't familiar with them. But yeah, I believe they've been definitely around for a while.
Mm-hmm. And we all know Pages, a bookstore. At least every month, I have at least one of their events. You know, they do a lot of meet the authors and book signings and lecture series and stuff. So they're listed there. Now, what is the Graphic Element?
I believe that she's a small graphic design artist.
So I
actually haven't met her. So yeah, and so it'll be good to get to know her and some of the other nominees as well.
And of course, the ripe choice.
Pammy.
We know a little bit about that, don't we, Mark?
Yes, we do. And that's purposely why I do not look at any of the survey results, any of the results. I'm staying away from it because I just,
all right.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Yeah,
I don't want to
exactly.
know. I want to find out.
Disclaimer.
You know.
Disclaimer.
The only people who actually know who the award winners are myself, Kim Ruggles, who's our event planner, and then the person who's doing the actual awards. Nobody else knows who the winners are, and we do it purposely because we want it to be exciting for them to find out. You don't want to spoil it ahead of time. It's like a surprise party. You don't want to know about it ahead of time, so we want everyone to be surprised.
And the final nominee in this list is Sand Spa. Are they up in North Manhattan?
Yeah, they actually are in North Manhattan, and that was another one that I wasn't familiar with, but I have to hand it to them. They did a really great job of getting the word out about the Best of Manhattan and wanting people to nominate them. They were one of our top vote getters in the nominees. You know, they really fought for it and should be really proud of themselves.
All right. So that's the almighty.
This is something that I think Mark can talk to about utilizing this event to really help the members of the chamber. Again, another thing that can be better, can be more attended to, and is being attended to by the Chamber of Commerce in Manhattan Beach. Good job, Mark.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Well, and what's really cool, too, and I was talking to some of the nominees last night, was I said, even if you aren't honored with the award, you can still use that you were nominated for a Best of Manhattan Award in your marketing. That some of the winners last year, the person who won the Home Sweet Home Award, Jennifer Karras, you know, uses that she is a Best of Manhattan Award winner in her advertising. And I was telling the nominees, there's no reason why you cannot say in your marketing that you were a nominee for a Best of Manhattan Award.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where should we go next? What category should we go to next, Jill?
Let's go to the how about the Dine MC Award? Now, there are so many amazing restaurants in Manhattan, and I mean, this really is the best of the best in the nominees for the Dine MB Award. And this award recognizes a favorite culinary experience in Manhattan Beach. And the nominees in this category were MB Post from The Sims Group, The Strand House with Zislis, Love and Salt, Mangiamo Ristorante and Bar, and Nick's Manhattan Beach. Definitely cannot go wrong with any of those restaurants.
I don't know how you pick. I'd have to sit that one out. I couldn't pick one. That's just too difficult.
I think
I'll
have to have a meal at each one of them.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right. And I might be able to pick all in one night.
Yeah.
You might explode.
Yeah. No, that's a tough one, and you know, that's just the finalists. There's
exactly.
so many great restaurants in Manhattan Beach, so that's going to be a tough one. Which category next?
Let's go. And actually, this is a new category as well. In addition to the women-owned business, is the healthy living. We know that the South Bay, especially the beach cities, is very focused on health. And I myself have really, in the past year, have changed my health. And so this is kind of a passion of mine. The Healthy Living Award, we decided on this one, is to recognize an individual, a business, or an organization that dedicates time and energy towards helping others enjoy a healthy, active life. And the nominees in this category were Afterburn Fitness, Creation Organic Juicery, Sun Life Organics, Tone It Up, and Press Juicery. So that, again, all new nominees, a chance for us to get to know some new businesses as well as other people in the community. And one of the things I have been remiss in letting you guys know is, with the Best of Manhattan and with the Outstanding Recognition Awards, you don't have to be a chamber member to be a finalist or a nominee. And I think that's really,
really
important for people to understand, because otherwise it really wouldn't be the Best of Manhattan. It would be the Best of the Chamber. And so it's an opportunity for people to be nominated who are maybe not members, but also to learn more about the Chamber and hopefully become a member of the Chamber and see all the benefits there are with the membership. Last night at the Best of Manhattan Meet the Finalist Mixer, I actually had the opportunity to meet the two ladies who own one of the businesses, and they actually are in another category, but the Fit On Studios. And they were just so excited to be nominated, and they are, I believe, chamber members. But, you know, it's really great for people that, you know, haven't been exposed to the chamber to see wow, you know, this is something that could really be beneficial to my business. And
that's brilliant.
So, again,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, really. I mean, all of these businesses are absolutely fantastic. I love Sun Life Organics. Just a little over a year ago, actually a little less than a year ago, I became plant-based. I was type 2 diabetic and became a plant-based eater on a show with J.D. Roth, who did Biggest Loser, and was able to reverse my diabetes in 10 days. And so I've kind of been really passionate about it. And so I really love this healthy living category. I think a lot of times these type of businesses kind of get overlooked when it comes to the award. So I thought it was really important, as well as the rest of the committee, to recognize the businesses that really help us live the lives that we have here in Manhattan Beach.
Okay, I can't let that go by without reemphasizing plant-based eating. Ladies and gentlemen, The China Study, it's a book. Check it out. Or Dr. Michael Greger, How Not to Die.
Yep.
Check that out.
I actually filmed with Dr. Greger. He actually was on the show with me, and he's great. He's a fantastic resource. NutritionFacts.org. Not to Die was one of the first books we got when we started the show, and filmed with Dr. Greger, and he's just amazing.
I'm always starstruck when I'm with you, Jill, but now I'm going to be starstruck when I'm with you because you know Dr. Greger.
You guys are so funny.
You're amazing.
You don't need to be starstruck. No, I'm just a plain little old person.
You know, I just got to say this. We live in such a bubble, and you know, not just the South Bay, but Southern California in general has always been health conscious, way more so, I think, than any place else in the country. I mean,
I agree.
It's just amazing to me. It's ingrained in our DNA here. Even if we weren't born here, it's such a part of our day to day life. And when I see commercials for soft drinks and fast food and all, I cringe at it. I just cringe. I'm like, are people still really eating that? You know, but we are so far ahead of the curve that it's going to take forever for the rest of the country to catch up to us.
We have Beach City's Health District. I mean, we are blessed and amazed here in the South Bay. Jill?
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I grew up in El Segundo. I grew up, you know, I was in swimming lessons at 6 months old and had my first tennis racket when I was 2. And I mean, I think you could do a whole hour show on healthy living and healthy eating. And living here, I think we all pressure each other into being healthy, which is a good thing.
Beach City's Health District, or there was a study done 2012, and we've mentioned this stat before, but Manhattan Beach was ranked the lowest obese city in the state of California. That was 2012 because of our youth sports programs and all the things that we do just here in Manhattan Beach alone, let alone all through the South Bay.
Right.
Yes, we had on Tom Backley from Beach City's Health District on the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he gave us some of those statistics. Redondo, lower obesity, Manhattan, a bunch of them. Yeah. So I always point this out to people. This lifestyle is really unusual for this country. Good for us. Now everybody else just has to play catch up, right?
Exactly.
Yep. Right.
Exactly. All right.
Okay.
Jill, what's the next category? Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things I'm really passionate about, in addition to being healthy, is giving back. And helping those in need in our community. So the next award I want to talk about is the Making a Difference Award. And this award acknowledges the tremendous value and benefit brought to the community of Manhattan Beach by a nonprofit organization. And these organizations really thrive from their extraordinary dedicated volunteers. And the really the one thing about this award that makes it different from the others is that the organization does not have to be located in Manhattan Beach to be a finalist or a nominee, because there really are so many nonprofit organizations here in the South Bay that benefit the residents and the community of Manhattan Beach. So this was the one category that you did not have to be from Manhattan Beach to be nominated in. And I mean, all five of the finalists are just incredible organizations that we are so blessed to have here in the beach cities. Sandpipers is nominated, which has been around forever. The Neptunian Women's Club, which is the oldest civic organization in Manhattan Beach. Walk with Sally, which is just a tremendous organization helping children who have either a parent or a sibling that has cancer or has passed away from cancer. South Bay Families Connected, which was actually a new organization that I was not familiar with, is a finalist. And then, of course, the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation, which just raises so much money for the fantastic schools in Manhattan Beach. So, I mean, this really was a tough category as well. I mean, all of these nonprofits just do so much for our community, and all of them are worthy of a Best of Manhattan Award.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at this list, and I'm thinking of all the other great organizations that aren't on this list.
Yeah. I know, It's hard. I mean, there were so many nominees, and it was really close, but these were the top five in the nominations. And again, we have some, I mentioned the South Bay Families Connected is a new organization to this nomination list, and just so happy to be able to bring some additional recognition to them in that they're being nominated.
You know, Jill, earlier this year, this month or last month, we had on a representative from the Volunteer Center in Torrance, which, again, Joe and I had never heard of it.
We spent
an hour speaking to this woman, and we were floored. We were like, how could we not know about you? For lack of a better word, it's kind of a clearinghouse for organizations where people want to volunteer, but they're not sure what. And the Volunteer Center works with all of these organizations that are looking for volunteers, and they match you up. You want to work with kids. Yeah. You want to work with seniors. You want to teach reading. You want to do beautification projects. You want to they match you up at your time and your convenience. Say, well, I can only work for 2 hours, 3 weeks, three times a week. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Again, another hidden gem. And this is a big category.
We are just so fortunate here. I mean, again, back to the healthy living. I mean, that we are healthy and that there are so many organizations to help people. And I mean, there's something for everybody, which is, I couldn't think of another community that has so many nonprofit organizations. I mean, it's absolutely outstanding how many there are.
Now, I just have to give out a real shout-out to Volunteer Center, volcenter.org, volcenter.org. Volunteer somewhere. It's going to make your life better. Okay, that's
it.
Yeah,
it's one, I mean, it's the best part of my job is doing all the volunteer work that I do. I mean, I get paid to do what I love, which is, it makes my job not a job. So moving on to the next category, let's talk about the Shop MB Award. Now, this award recognizes an open-to-shop front retail sales business that demonstrates outstanding customer service and satisfaction in all aspects of their work. And we have some new nominees in this category as well. We have Gumtree, which is new to Manhattan Beach, but they have a location, Lori Ford. She actually went to Maricosta High School. And she has a location in Hermosa Beach and then a newer location in Manhattan Beach. We have the Beehive. We have Grow the Produce Shop, Wright, and then Tabula Rasa Essentials, which is owned by Maureen McBride. Again, all fantastic nominees. It was a really tight competition among the nominations as well as the final voting. And I know whoever wins this will be super excited.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do in Manhattan Beach is shop. And
okay.
Eat, and eat.
There you go.
I can't. Shopping, and eating. Shopping, eating. Yeah. Shopping, eating. Yeah. Shopping, eating. I can't make up my mind.
And then go
work
out at
a
healthy living place.
Yes. Yeah, that's always a good category. And let's see what else.
So then let's talk about, I know we had, I mentioned it earlier, but the women-owned business. We have four finalists in this category. Trilogy Spa, you know, Chandra, who is awesome. She actually chaired the first annual Best of Manhattan Awards. There's Fit On Studios. Met those girls last night, and they were just so fun and so thrilled to be nominated. Blink Studio and then Chase Law Group. Deanne Chase is actually celebrating her 10th year in business mm-hmm. this year. And I know that it's really important for us to recognize the women-owned businesses because, you know, what's typically been a male-dominated society, it's always great to see when women are successful in owning their own business.
And there are a lot in Manhattan Beach. There are a lot.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There are a ton. There's
and I'm just
going to
give
choice. There's,
I'm just,
you know, Tabula Rasa. And no, go ahead, Jackie.
I was just going to say, I'm just going to give a shout-out to Chase because Deanne gave me some of the best legal advice I've ever had in my life for free. I'm just saying it.
Yeah. She's fantastic. She does a lot of work with the nonprofit organizations and, you know, realizing that they don't have a lot of money to spend. You know, they want to spend the majority of their funds on helping people. And, yeah, Deanne's always great in helping nonprofits at a very low expense. And
yeah.
Often free.
Yeah.
So,
and Mark, 1 minute before we go on. Mark, you're putting together your Masterminds for Women by Women event. I believe that's next month. And I imagine that you went to some of these. You're probably working with some of the women that were nominated in this category for that event, no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have 18 tables, and many of the women will be facilitators at these tables to help other women and mentor other women. So, and you know, Bebe Goldstein, she's an integral part of planning all of this. But it's November 8th. It's from 10 to 2. It's at the Jocelyn Center. It'll be a wonderful lunch and a great opportunity for women to get together and talk about their challenges and get some feedback regarding those challenges.
All right.
All right.
Expect to see you there, Jackie. Your challenges.
I'll be there, Jackie.
Joe, you'll have to see what happens. Please suggest.
Yeah.
So,
what are we going to do about this Joe guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, we just have a few categories left. The next one is the Home Sweet Home Award, and this is presented to an individual who works within real estate, wealth management, or the mortgage profession, and promotes excellence in service and ethics while providing quality assistance to their clients in Manhattan Beach. And I believe all but one are new nominees this year. We have Terry Dunn from RE/MAX, Steve Hevren from Palm Realty Boutique, Guilman from RE/MAX, Matt Morris from Matt Morris Development, and then Tony Barberi from RE/MAX. So RE/MAX got three out of the five finalists of this category. which is fantastic. And, you know, excited again to have new nominees in this category. And hopefully if they're not chamber members, they'll see the benefit and decide that they want to join the chamber as well.
Yeah, again, there are a lot of great real estate people out there. Again, I'm looking at this list and seeing all the names I know that aren't on it. Oh.
I know. It's pretty amazing. I mean, there are a lot of fantastic real estate agents in the beach cities and in Manhattan Beach, and with one of the most expensive real estate markets in the country.
Yeah.
So.
No kidding. Yeah. And Greg Gilman is a regular kind of guest on this podcast. Him and his partner regularly come to us with Kings tickets to give away. So,
nice.
We're gonna have. When does hockey season start?
Oh gosh, I have no idea. I don't follow hockey.
All right. Okay. Well, when hockey season starts, we'll have to call Greg and get them on the show again.
For sure. So before we get to the last award, which is the top award, I want to talk about the Bob Maestral Local Legend Award. And this award was established to remember and acknowledge a true local legend, Body Glove co-founder Bob Maestral. And this award was a special honor for the many contributions that he made to the community. And as we know, Bob passed away a few years ago. And so we created this award in his memory to recognize an individual for a lifetime of work to improve the community of Manhattan Beach through their professional, volunteer, or civic roles. And this is one award winner that we can announce because this is one that, you know, we need to make sure that they're at the event. And this year's honoree is Jan Dennis. And I know we all know and love Jan. She's been in Manhattan Beach for close to, if not 60 years, and has just made so many contributions to our wonderful city. And the committee just couldn't think of anyone more deserving of that award this year. So we're really excited to be giving Jan that award.
Now, is that did you come up with finalists for that category or was
Actually,
it just straight
is,
on? Go ahead.
This award is one that is selected by the committee.
Okay.
So we don't do we do nominations within the committee, but this is the one that does not go out to vote to the general public. So the committee actually selected Jan as the recipient of this year's award.
And well, congratulations, Jan.
Yeah. As you may know, she has written so many great books on the history and of Manhattan Beach. You know, she's most recent was one on the history of Sepulveda Boulevard. I know that she's in the process right now of writing a book on the Manhattan Beach Fire Department. She's written one on the Manhattan Beach Police Department. She has just done so many fantastic things for the community. She was the chair of the 100th anniversary parade for Manhattan Beach back in 2012. She was a female, she was the second female mayor for the city of Manhattan Beach. She's been involved with the PTA and the Planning Commission.
Right.
She's just been involved with every organization. She actually was chair of the board for the Chamber of Commerce at one time. She's been president of the Coordinating Council, president of the Neptunian Women's Club. She is just, the epitome of someone who gives back to the community.
If someone wants to explore all the books and the pictures and all the things that Jan has collected, which is just mind-boggling, go to it's JanStanStudio.com. JanStanStudio.com. It's just
okay.
It's,
I'm never going to remember
Jan
that. Jan
Studio.
Jan
Studio.
Yeah.
Okay. All
there right. you go.
All right. Okay. But listen, before we get to the Best of Manhattan, Jill, can you quickly go through again the Outstanding Recognition Awards? Yes. Now, you have several categories in that, and go mm-hmm. through that.
Yes. So our categories again are Man's Best Friend. So this is to honor an individual, business, and organization that exemplifies extraordinary care of animals and dedicated to their welfare. The Best Cocktail, it recognizes the best specialty cocktail served in a Manhattan Beach-based restaurant, bar, or other type of eatery. The Legendary MB Award, which recognizes a long-standing, 25 years or more, business that has dedicated itself to the community. A Hidden Gem, and this is for an individual business or organization whose significant but quiet contributions to the community of Manhattan Beach may escape recognition. The Kids Matter 2 Award, which recognizes a business or organization that provides outstanding programs for children. The Home Away from Home Award, which recognizes a Manhattan Beach-based hotel or motel that delivers an exceptional level of service and facilities. And then last but not least, the Make Me Beautiful Award, which recognizes an individual or person that strives to make their customers look and feel beautiful inside and out.
Okay.
So,
all right, now, on the list I have here, again, were those nominated or was that a committee thing?
Those were nominated. And so what we did with those awards was we used the nominations through the first round to mm-hmm. select the winners in each of those categories. So whoever received the most nominations in each category will be honored with that award next week at the Best of Manhattan Awards.
Okay, so Man's Best Friend is going to Bay Animal Hospital. Congratulations,
oh,
Bay Animal
we're
Hospital.
Not, oh, wait, we're not announcing who's winning what.
Yeah, but
that's okay,
but
Jackie.
It's
okay.
On the website. It's on the website.
Well, it's not. I don't think it's on the website for who's receiving which award, is it? Or
yeah,
is it?
Well, I printed this out off the website this morning, and they're listed.
Okay, then
well,
that's
maybe
good.
It's just hard to find.
Okay, I won't say anything. Oh,
it's so funny.
Forget I said anything. I'm
okay.
So sorry. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
look
Jackie.
At me. I'm making mistakes all over the place.
No, you're not. It's pretty obvious if they know they're going to win, which category they're going to win in. I don't think Bay Animal Hospital is probably going to win in the best cocktail category.
True. Well, who knows? Okay.
Have a cocktail
all right, so
while
let's get,
getting
well,
Fifi
while
checked out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
All right, so let's
it's
get
okay.
to the,
it's no
to the
big, deal,
the, big the big award. Let's get to the Best of Manhattan.
Okay, so the All Around Best of Manhattan Award, it distinguishes the very best of business in Manhattan Beach. It's presented to a business that has a major presence in the city, has shown remarkable profitability and stability, excels in quality customer client service, and is a leader in employment creation. The recipient also exemplifies excellent corporate citizenship and giving back to the communities in which it operates and has a corporate culture that enhances the lives of its employees. And so
do we have a drum roll, Joe?
Oh,
drum roll.
Yes, of course. Drum roll. We normally do have it. I don't know where it is. Oh, here it is.
And the nominees in this category are Sims Restaurant Group, the Zislis Group, Manhattan Beach Toyota, and Skechers. So all four absolutely amazing businesses here in Manhattan Beach that all do so much for all of us in the city. So really excited about this category as well.
Yeah, these are all fantastic companies that do so much for the community. Pretty much every event that is put on in Manhattan Beach, when you go to the sponsor page or the sponsor logos these are the ones that are mentioned. That's going to be tough. That's going to be a tough a tough category.
Well, and they, I mean, with the amount of people that they employ and what they do for the economy locally is just you know, uncomparable. So all around, four great nominees that, you know, any one of these would be perfect for this award.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, all right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, well the nominees are in, and they've been chosen. So we're just giving you the roundup of what to expect. Jill, when is the event?
So the actual Best of Manhattan Awards event is taking place next October 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Verandas. It is going to be a little bit different this year. We're not having assigned tables. It's going to be more of a free-flowing type of event. We have some wonderful food being provided by Grow, The Right Choice, Cake Buzz, Verandas. Who am I missing, Mark? You still on?
Oh, Mark, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. Who am I missing? Who else is providing food?
We've got, let's see, Cake Buzz, Ripe Choice. Well, New York Food Company is providing a nice big cheese and charcuterie. Plus, they're going to be doing a savory dish. We're at North Italia. Looks like they want to get involved. So there's going to be a number of food stations and interactive things that are going to be going on. What else?
Beer and wine and the actual program. We'll have a for our sponsors, we're going to have a sponsor lounge, and then the Vox DJs is going to be providing entertainment. We'll be having.
This is going to be one of those things where we're going to get through the awards, we're going to recognize everyone, and then we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it's something you don't want to miss. If you have not gotten your tickets already, you need to contact the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. You can purchase your tickets. Tickets are $100 each, or you can get a discount. If you buy 10, you can get four $900. So it's something you're not going to want to miss. This year is going to be another great event. Our MC is Emmett Miller, who actually lives in Manhattan Beach. He's an award-winning journalist. He's worked with ABC and KTLA, and he has interviewed President Obama. So another great MC, and it's just it's something that you're not going to want to miss. And you'll get to find out who all the award winners are, too.
Great.
That's exciting.
All right.
Are we going to see you guys there this week?
The most exciting thing, though, is you're going to have under one roof all of these Manhattan Beach businesses and stakeholders and leaders of this community. I mean, it's all going to be – it's always just an incredible evening. But I think this evening, as Jill pointed out, the number of votes is just going to be much more electric than it's been in the past. And so it's going to be something you don't want to miss.
Yeah. No, it's always a fun event. And I just want to say one thing before we close out the show. There's a lot of people that live in Manhattan Beach that aren't small business owners. You know, maybe they commute to work. They work downtown or something, and they shop the stores, they eat in the restaurants, they utilize the services that are available, that are probably not aware of chamber business so much, what the chamber does to promote local business. Business
right.
is what keeps communities running. Local businesses are what keep communities running. So thank you to the Chamber for recognizing all of the businesses that make Manhattan Beach the great place that it is. Nice work.
Thank you, Jackie. And a huge thanks on this goes to Jill. She and her committee are the ones who do the heavy lifting every year with the Best of Manhattan, and they make it happen, and they come up with the awards, and we get the word out. But they really are, you know, that in itself is a real nice piece of community. If you look at who's involved on that committee, I mean, that is another volunteer sort of organization that puts together this big event mm-hmm. every year.
Mm-hmm. And
thank
our
you
maybe
so much.
We can't forget about them.
No. We love sponsors.
Yeah,
yes.
we have some really good sponsors.
Nothing would happen without sponsors and committees. Let's just put it that way. Nothing gets
and
done
we've
without
got,
sponsors.
And you know what? And that's we really want our sponsors to stand out too. They may not be in the Best of Manhattan award, but for us, they're our Best of Manhattan, and they're Chairman Circle sponsors, and so we're really proud to kind of give them a special place at the Best of Manhattan as well for standing up and supporting the chamber like they do.
Right. Jill, are there any sponsors especially that you'd like to highlight?
Of course. We definitely want to recognize Skechers, the City of Manhattan Beach, obviously Chevron, Manhattan Beach Toyota. We have Continental Development, Kaiser Permanente, Grand Point, Torrance Memorial, Manhattan Village, Citizens Business Bank, Pixelfish. There's just so many. Then we have some of our in-kind sponsors. We have Pilardo Graphics, Vox DJ, Verandas, Blend PR, Schold Premium Ales, The Right Choice, Grow, Cake Buzz. We're just so thankful for all of the sponsors, monetary and in-kind. We just couldn't do it without them. So thank you to all of them.
Thank you to all
of them. We love you guys.
Absolutely. Especially you, Tammy. And thank you, Jill, for everything you do. What a special shout out from Jackie and I and Mark to the efforts that you go through, and of course the support of Chevron for the entire community. Thank you, Jill Runkart, for joining us today.
Of course, thank you. Of course, thank you for having me.
And thanks, Mark. We'll talk again soon.
You're welcome. We
Have
are off
weekend.
To learn all things marketing.
All right. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
What
okay,
a great
thank
show.
Thank you,
so
to you guys.
Thank you. What
Bye-bye.
A great show. We'll see you all at the Best of Manhattan. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye.